Have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Luke, the 16th chapter. Actually, I'm just going to read you my translation of it. But I'm going to look at verses 10 through 12. And the way this came to me this morning, the Lord just, I was seeking the Lord. You know, Tammy got here. She said, "You know what you're preaching?" I said, "I don't have a clue." And so I just went down the office. I've been praying this morning anyway, and the Lord just laid the He just told me, said, "I want you to start reading." And I said, "I just, you know, picked up my Bible where I read daily." And as I hit the 16th chapter of Luke, the Lord really spoke to me through the verses 10 through 12. And I guess if you want to title this, we just call it, "Are You Trustworthy?" And so this is my translation of this. "He who is faithful in that which is little will also be faithful in that which is big. One who has not been faithful in that which is least will not be faithful in bigger things. One who has not been faithful with worldly wealth cannot be trusted with true riches." In other words, one who cannot be trusted with natural things cannot be trusted with spiritual things. And I think this may be a wake-up call for some people that are wondering why this is not happening or that's not happening. Why isn't God using me and all these type things? There's a preparation time, and the bottom line is this. Are you committed to excellence, or do you just get by? Do you do the job with excellence, or do you just do the job? You know, I worked in secular work for many years, and I can tell you this, that what I found is the same thing that I find in ministry, that most people just want to get by. They don't want to really go the last mile. And I like that virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 who excelled them all. In other words, she gave everything she had. And really, that's what God is calling us to do, is to give all that we have to Him. And, you know, I look at this, the faithfulness. When God looks at you, or God looks at me, what would He say? Would He say that you're faithful, or that I'm faithful? Or would He say, "I can't trust them with that. I know their track record." And I can tell you that if people can't trust you, God can't trust you. You understand? And so I would ask you this, are you committed to excellence? And this is what God's looking for. I believe His eyes are going to and fro throughout the earth. God is wanting to show Himself strong. But the contingency is it has to be someone whose heart is completely toward God, not just half-heartedly serving God. And you look at most Christians today, they'll give God a little time, we'll tip our hat, but the rest of the time's mine, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and if I have any time left over, then I may give that to the Lord. But what God wants out of your life is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every day of the year. God wants our lives committed to Him, to where He's included in everything we do. It doesn't matter if we're working secular work or what. God wants to be represented through that secular work. God wants us to draw off of His wisdom, not just off of a natural wisdom. Now, over the years of ministry, I have found this, and it's been very disappointing. When I first went into ministry, I was really disenchanted, because I thought there's more integrity in the world than there is in the church among the ministers. And I never fit into the mold? Thank God I never fit into that mold. But what I saw was a lack of integrity and a lack of commitment. And that's what I see in people's life. People say, I want to be used by God, but they don't want to pay the price to be used by God. It's like the woman with the alabaster. You know, she was criticized for what people call wasting. What was she wasting? Treasure, something valuable, but it wasn't a waste at all. But the world viewed it as a waste. Natural man thinks of those things as a waste. But when you lavish your best on God, it's not wasting anything. He's worthy. Have you ever noticed that? He's worthy. We will say that with our mouth, but we fail to carry through with our actions. We'll talk about how good God is, but then we don't want to yield our lives to God. We don't want to give ourselves to Him. And so I see this with faithfulness. Or is a person trustworthy? Is a person faithful? That means can they be trusted? There's two major components here. Integrity and commitment. And I'm telling you, those two words are hard to find in the world today. They're hard to find in the church today. People of absolute integrity. What is that? The person's consistent. Whether you're watching them or whether you're not watching them, they're going to do their best. And a commitment. People will commit to socials, but they won't commit to service. And God's looking for people who will commit themselves to the service of the Lord. And when you commit yourself to Him and you prove that you're worthy of trust, you'll find that God will start using you in ways you probably wanted to be used in the past. But if He can't trust you with small things, how can He trust you with big things? Now, actually, if you look at this, the scripture we read, we started in verse 10, but if you look at the first part of this 16th chapter, He's talking about an unjust steward. A steward is one who has charge of the household or the affairs. And he was found to be unfaithful. In other words, he was looking out for himself. He wasn't looking out after his master. I ask you, do you do what's in the best interest of your employer or what's in the best interest of you? If you're not a good employee, I can tell you now you won't be a good employer. If you'll cheat him, you'll cheat those who work for you. And God's not wanting people He can't trust. He's not wanting people of integrity. He's wanting people who are totally committed to God. They're not interested in their welfare. They're interested in His welfare. With an assurance that He's going to take care of us. You understand? God's not going to just throw you off to the side. If you can be trusted, if He can trust you, I promise you, you can trust Him, whether you can be trusted or not. But God is wanting people of integrity. God is wanting people of commitment. And these are hard issues. You know, you can tell a person they need to be committed. You can tell a person they need to be a person of integrity. But you can't force that. You can't make that. It's a heart thing. Either you are or you aren't. And I'm telling you, I've seen so much in the ministry that when I first went into the ministry, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, the people that are leading the people, you can't even trust them. No wonder the people's in such a mess. No wonder the church is where it is today. Because of lack of integrity. Because of lack of commitment. And I found when things need to be done, people aren't around. People want positions, they don't want to be servants. And I will tell you this, God is not looking for leaders. God is looking for servants. And actually, a true leader is a person who is committed to service. A true leader is one who's following God with his whole heart. And if you follow God with your whole heart, people are influenced and they follow you. And so you're just leading by default, not because you're looking for a position. I'm leery of anyone looking for a position. I've come to the conclusion if you're looking for a position, you're not worthy of it. Look for service. What can I do for you, Lord? And then, it doesn't matter how little it is, do it. He may say, I want you to be a better employee. Then do it. I want the people on the job to see that you're trustworthy. I want them to see that you're committed, not that you're a clock watcher just waiting for 5 o'clock to get around. And you have that in the church too, clock watchers. Actually, to be fair with you, I'm gonna have to come clean. I was sitting there and I heard alabaster box. And I thought, you know, I don't know if we want to take the time. The Lord said, I want it. So I have to make a quick adjustment there. He's the boss. You understand, it's his church, it's his service. He can do whatever he wants to with it. If he wants to do it in 30 minutes or 30 hours, it's his. And so are we. We can't tell God how to govern our lives. We have to submit to his government in our lives. You understand? And so God's looking for commitment. People not to just do a job and begrudge doing it. I'm going to tell you, if you're begrudging things that you're doing for the Lord, you're missing the boat altogether. And you're getting no reward because he's judging your heart. I don't do what I do out of duty. I do what I do because I love to do it. I love the one for whom I'm doing it for. You follow me? And I can tell you right now, if you'll develop in a relationship with the Lord and you'll just get head over heels in love with the Lord, you don't see service for the Lord as duty. You don't see it as laborious. You don't try to segregate my time and God's time. I don't have any time. I am a servant. Let me rephrase that. I am a slave. He's the master. The master owns the slave. He can call on that slave any time, day or night, during the week or on the weekend. He has that right. He owns him. Jesus Christ bought me. You born again? You have been bought. That makes you a slave. Quit trying to usurp the authority of the master and start serving the master and understand that he's not tyrannical. He's a good master. He's a master that's looking out for your best interest. He's just smarter than you are. He knows what's good for you. You just think you know. And we're all guilty, right? And what do? We have to come to the conclusion, Father knows best. Not my will, but your will be done. I mean, Jesus Christ himself said that. How much more should we say that instead of trying to tell God how? Now, I know Jesus said, if there's some other way, I'd like to take that route, but nevertheless, I'm not wanting to take a shortcut. The flesh doesn't really want to go through all the torture. But we're willing to do whatever you want to do, but for the end result. And see, this is the beauty of God. He knows the end from the beginning. You don't. I don't. And so, this is a walk of faith. God knows how it's supposed to come out. We just think we know, or we know how we want it to come out. And God takes us through places that we wouldn't choose. Ask David. Ask Joseph. Ask Moses. I mean, you look at the Old Testament characters, you'll find that God took them through some very difficult places because God had a plan for their life. His thoughts toward them was always peaceful thoughts. He had a future and a hope for them. God has a future and a hope for you, but will you get there? It's not automatic. It requires commitment. God wants us committed to it. People are more committed to the world than committed to God. More committed to the government than committed to God. More committed to the perverts than they are to the righteous. God wants them to wake up. Stand up. Not dance to the music of the world. But stand up and follow the Spirit of God. Not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Not to be ashamed of whom we're representing. You know, well, don't use that name, Jesus. Well, I can tell you now, I will use the name Jesus. I was asked to pray here on a public event. I said, I will under one condition. I will pray in the name of Jesus, or otherwise I won't. I'm tired of seeing the church back down because they're not committed to God. And the church is people. So you can say, we are the church, or our the church. Right? I have to bring it right here to me. I'm the member. I'm the one that God's depending on. You're the one God's depending on. Are you dependable? Are you reliable? Are you consistent? Well, you never know about that person. They may show up, they may not show up. You know, probably names came to you right then when I said that. It did me. The bottom line is, God is looking for people who are always available to the Lord. Are you available? Will you do it God's way? This is what commitment is. Commitment's doing it when you don't understand it. And I learned a long time ago that I can't understand God. God's not reasonable. He will go beyond your reasonable, but He is always right. And so we have to trust that, and we have to commit ourselves. We have to step out. Lord, this doesn't make sense to me, but I'm going to trust You. You know what He's supposed to do. And so I'm going to trust You for that. Some will be faithful in little. I want you to be able to trust Me. And so it starts down here. It starts on the job. You understand? I know that if the Lord had not been able to trust me in secular work, that the Lord wouldn't have called me into the ministry. Now, a lot of people are in a ministry not because God called them. They just chose that as a vocation. But I can tell you right now, the only reason I'm here is because God said so, because, you know, I have a pretty good job. But once God deals with your heart, if you don't go God's way, you'll never be happy. You understand? But you have to prove yourself where you are. Quit trying to look for promotion and position. Just look for the Lord, how can I serve You? And it's real simple. Do what you know to do. You see a piece of paper on the floor? Pick it up. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that it should be gotten off the floor. I do it almost on a daily basis here. Some people call it sheep litter. You're not too good to do anything. God is wanting us to be available to Him to do whatever. If it's clean the commode, I'll clean the commode. If it's stand here and teach, I'll teach. It doesn't matter to me. Stop looking for visibility. Start looking for service. And I'm going to tell you what, when you're faithful in the closet, God will bring you out. You understand? When you're faithful to hear, then God can be count on you to speak. But if you're not faithful to get still before the Lord and hear what the Lord says, how are you going to represent the Lord? How can you tell me what God says if you haven't heard what God said? God's not wanting people to just sit down and prepare a little message. He's wanting people to hear Him and say what He says. That's when Jesus is ruling. That's when He's governing. That's when God is actually represented. The other times, it's just a misrepresentation of God. Are you trustworthy? Are you committed to excellence? Are you a person of integrity? Only you can answer that. If you're working on something and nobody's looking and you get it close but you know it's not right, would you just close it up and go on? You know, I learned something many years ago, actually, when I was a teenager. I was working with my uncle in construction. And we were building this house, and he actually was subcontracting. And the guy that contracted the house was not a man of integrity. And so he had us to put some studs in the wall that shouldn't have been put in because it was bad lumber. And so when he left, my uncle told me, he said, take those out of the wall and put good in there. You cover it up, the people are not going to know it, but you'll always know it. You understand? Now, I've done things, I've been working on things, and I'll do something, I get, you know, you get tired after a while, and I think, well, you know, it'll work, and then I walk away, and my heart says, you know better than that. I'm thinking, yeah, I'll lay here tonight and know what I should have done, and so you have to go back and make that right. Close is not good enough. That's for horseshoes and hand grenades, okay? But when it comes to the things of God, God's looking for perfect. The best we know how, do it the best. If I did my best, that's all I can do. If someone can do it better, then I'll applaud that. But I did all I could do. And that's all God expects of us, is to do all we can do. Give it your best, whatever you're doing. Give it your best. In whatever area you're serving, give it your best. Whether it's in secular work or whether it's in church, give it your best. And always be available for the Lord. Always. Forget position. Forget platform. Just serve. God will put you where you need to be. Amen? But He wants you trustworthy. He wants to be able to depend on you. Am I dependable? I have to ask myself that on a regular basis, check up on myself. Am I a person of integrity? Can you trust me? If I give you my word, can you trust me? If I say I'll be there at 7 o'clock, will I be there at 7 o'clock? Little things. Little things. If you can't be trusted in little things, how can you be trusted in big things? Take care of the little matters. Solomon said, it's little foxes that spoil the vines. And I can tell you that people have a lot of little foxes in their lives that they need to take care of so the vine doesn't get spoiled. Amen? Well, that's the message. It's just a question. Are you trustworthy? If not, why not? And then are you willing to do something about it? Start examining yourself. Check up on yourself. You be your own quality control person. Amen? Okay. No, that's the message.